here we are. Our guest is, I don't know, she's disappeared. She's in the bathroom or something. But I've got some very, very funny comments. Oh, no, not those weather girls. For God's sake. Flex, that's not what I'm talking about. God, how revolting. Okay. James, get the AI image of Gareth at a tramp stamp ready. Yeah, I know that's coming. James, pull up an AI pic. There's, now you see? That's what I'm talking about. Where is that in? It's probably Spanish. See, that's when weather girls, I mean, I'd watch the weather. Durbin, check the title of the show. There's some funny word in there. That's her name. That's Celonia Becker. Yeah, that is her name. C-E-Y-L-O-N-I-A. I wonder why there is no co-host in this morning. Mash would have had a couple of laughs. So what we do is I'm trying to wean everybody, including myself, off of the fact that we have a guest every day, because we're going to have one live show a week soon. And that's going to be on a Friday. But we are going to do 3 hours. So we'll have all the guests, all the regulars, all the features and things that you're used to, but all in one day. And then there'll be interviews. So it's not as if you're going to lose out. You'll get 3 hours a week, which is only half the number of hours that we're doing at the moment. But there'll be live interviews. I mean, recorded interviews with people from all over the world. So that's going to be lots of fun. She's back.
I'm back. I can see. So.
All right. Well done.
Gee, what is your favorite podcast to listen to?
I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I have been for years. I listen to a lot of history podcasts. I listen to a couple of political ones from the US, because that's really the stuff I'm interested in. So we've got The Rest is History, which is two guys in Britain. I listen to Dan Carlin when he does put out an episode, which is like every 6 months. He does a history podcast. I listen to Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro, yeah.
Ben Shapiro is cool. He irritated the hell out of me when I first listened to him, because he speaks so fast and he's like such a class nerd, and
he knows everything. Vocabulary.
No, he's very clever, yeah. But he's politically just absolutely astute. Has all the facts at his fingertips. He's sharp as a knife. He's terrific.
Didn't he interview that South African man, Aaron Struits?
Yeah, he did.
I was shocked. I was like, how did Aaron get all the way?
I think he speaks to lots of people, but apparently there's some, I've got to look into this, because apparently there's, you know, if you meet the right people, then they introduce you to other people, and before you know it, you're on all the shows.
I listen to get Ben Shapiro. How are you going to get there? What's your plan? Let's go.
No. I'm not rushing to get on anyone's
Be so cool.
But I think it would be interesting to have a conversation with him. I listen to a bit of Chris Williamson, who I like.
Listen to true crime. Are you a true crime?
I'm not into that shit at all.
I love
into this because of Bluetooth. Let's not.
I am a true crime fanatic. But
really,
I like.
Why do sane? I mean, you seem sane. Why do sane women love true crime so much?
I don't know. It's all anyway.
You know that the figures are for the Crime Channel and all of those. It's like 70-80% women who watch them. Why do you think that is? Do you think that they're checking it out so that they'll know what to do in a dangerous situation if it arises? Or do you think they're genuinely just fascinated by why crimes happen and who does them? Because it's men committing crimes, mostly, disproportionately.
I mean, I'd like to think that I do it so I can keep myself safe. But no, it's the element of storytelling.
Is that what it is? It's that simple.
Just like we love reading erotic novels or listening to erotic novels, I think it's the same thing. There's a storyline. There's
like
always
50
a why.
Shades type stuff? Or
maybe. Yeah, I didn't read that book. I didn't even watch that movie.
Do people do audiobooks of erotic novels?
Yes.
Really?
It's the best.
So okay, just explain to me when you talk, because I've never
it's
listened
very
to
smut.
I can honestly tell. Yeah, okay, so smut.
I love. So do you know Jackie Collins?
I know her. She wasn't she sisters with Joan Collins?
Yes, Joan Collins' sister.
And she used to write all these
smut books.
What did they call them? Like paperback novels,
yes,
right?
And you'll find it in any secondhand bookshop
all right.
ever.
I do know
Jackie
who you're
Collins
talking about. Yeah, sure.
I read.
Did
all
you
of
read
them.
Her stuff?
All of them. All of these Hollywood stories. It sculpted me so much as a person. That was like my literature. So yeah, I think that's kind of maybe where it stems from. Is like, you know, all the glitz and glam and murder and all of that. So I think it's.
So what did she
person.
Talk about mostly? Is like, there's got to be some hero. And there's got to be some heroine.
Heroine, yes.
And then they got to meet each other and have wild sex.
And she comes from nothing and he has everything. And then
okay. And it's all the same story, right?
Kind of. It is actually all the same story. But different outfits and personalities.
Okay. Yeah. And then maybe she's from nowhere and she's got nothing.
And she's a weather girl and she...
Okay, so you put yourself in the position.
I do.
Okay, that's interesting.
But yeah, so maybe that's like the
So that's the stuff
thing.
You listen to?
Not anymore. Not anymore. I listen to a lot of self-help podcasts because I'm very into that world of, but because it makes me feel good, not because I'm taking anybody's advice.
Okay.
I like to listen to the positive side of things.
I know what you're talking about because I do this too.
And
I'll listen
sometimes
to.
Sometimes you hear something that you need for the day.
No,
like
sometimes.
Mel Robbins.
No, my favorite is to listen to these podcasts where someone is giving someone else advice and I go, oh, I'm already doing that stuff. That's great. And then I stop listening to the podcast. I'm
100%.
Like, this is perfect. You just told me about all the stuff I'm already doing.
Already doing.
Awesome. What a great podcast. Cheers. Yeah. I'll even give them a rating afterwards.
Rating.
Yeah, I'll go and give 5 stars to that one. That was great. Why? Oh, because I'm already doing that stuff.
But I have realized with some of these people that give advice is it becomes a bit commercial. Every day you are saying something that I already know and you're just kind of re-saying the same information over and over again. Then I'm out. I don't need to hear that. I don't need advice from you. But I do like Mel Robbins. I don't know if you know who Mel Robbins is.
Mm-mm.
She has this 5-second rule. I even got a tattoo of it. So she has books. She's a self-help author.
Mel Robbins?
Mel Robbins.
Okay, look this up.
So she wrote a book, The 5-Second Rule, and it helped me a lot when I was...
Oh, okay, there. I've seen her before.
Yeah, she's huge. She does talks.
American author, founder of Scripps Research, leader in genomics. Okay, this is interesting.
So she has a theory, or I don't know, I wouldn't even know what to call it. It was the book she wrote. Is that you have to count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and just do whatever it is that you are struggling with or that you want to do. It's like it's because your brain has a handbrake. Every time you say you're going to say, you say you're going to do something, your brain pulls up a handbrake and goes, no, I can't do this. But if you just learn how to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you just do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you just do it. It got me through a lot in a weird time of my life. So I love that concept and I respect her for it. So I will always listen to her because she helped me with that little piece of...
All right. Yeah, well, I mean, this silly, is, maybe like, it'll be helpful to someone else too. I see the 5-second rule that she published in 2017 is her best-selling book ever.
And now she has another one, which is Let Them, which is the Let Them theory. Let Them believe.
Yes. Okay. That's where I know her from. Yeah. This is the idea that you, if people... don't want to do what you want them to do, or you don't have an influence over someone, let them do their own thing.
Yeah,
let them be free. Let them join you. Let them do whatever they feel they want to do.
So you don't feel guilt as well in a way, like let them believe that.
Okay.
Let them talk badly about you.
Yeah, maybe I've subconsciously started to be more like that.
I think you do that.
It used to bother me that people would disagree or that I had a fundamental issue with someone or they weren't getting it the way I was getting it.
Yeah.
Now I don't care anymore. And it's not because I don't care and I'm careless. It's because I've realized people have to do their own thing, right? And I don't mind. I don't get upset if things don't go my way with a particular person or a particular scenario or experience. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Got to just walk away from those things. With no attachment, it's actually really easy and I think quite healthy.
I think so too.
Maybe I should read this fucking book. It keeps coming up, right?
I think you should.
Maybe I should actually pay attention to this thing.
Oh, yeah. And I honestly, there's something about self-help books that there's love. I find love in there. Like there was this other book that I read, A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. She's actually in politics.
She's a lunatic.
She's a lunatic.
Yeah, she ran for president at some point.
I knew this was gonna be.
She's a hippie and she's a proper left wing loony.
I loved her book, Return to Love.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, but she's a hippie.
She is a lunatic.
She's a hippie though. She just wants to love everybody. She wants to put up a soup kitchen for everyone who's hungry. She wants free hugs on the street. No, she's insane.
I know she's.
But I prefer that kind of insane to someone who wants to go to nuclear war with another country. So I'm with
there
you.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so you lead with
love. All right, so what did Marianne Williamson teach you?
It's all based on the... hold on. It's based on...
Because I'm no expert in Marianne Williamson.
No. The Chronicles of Love. Oh, gosh, I'm going to butcher it. Anyway, yeah. But she really does... Her point of view is that if you lead with love with everything that you do, you keep the calmness kind of within you and you don't get angry.
I just don't know if that's going to work with ISIS. I'm all willing to give it a go, but if it's going to be like ISIS or Hamas, you're going to have a problem explaining that. They're not going to be so keen.
I know. No,
all right.
Politically,
I want you to see this quickly because someone is back on the scene who we all need to be paying attention to. We haven't got to any news this morning. By the way, Ozzy Osbourne died. Did you see that?
I wanted to bring that up. Oh, can we play a song?
We can't because...
You have 76. I know, so Shane. Hey?
No, it is young, but come on, Ozzy's been fucked since the 90s. Listen, I loved Ozzy Osbourne, and he was a tremendously funny guy. I mean, I remember the TV show that he and his family did, The Osbournes. You know, Kelly, oh, Sharon, where's my fucking drink? Oh, can't I get into this cabinet? No,
Ozzy, we've locked it because you're a drunk.
And he'd stumble over stuff and he'd hurt himself and he'd be swearing the whole time at people who weren't even there. Yeah. I mean, he was screwed up in the late 90s already. So I'm very sad that Ozzy's gone, but it's a mercy. I mean, like, the guy was fucked.
Yeah, he was.
He was like shaking like this the whole time and he didn't know whether he was alive or dead.
Yeah.
Apparently he performed.
He did a tribute show now. When was it?
Two, 3 weeks ago or
two,
something,
three
right?
weeks ago, yeah.
Anyway, he's gone.
That's good.
But the other news is that this terrific woman, this very important woman called Renata Bliss is back. Are you Renata Bliss? Let me help you. This is going to make your day. All right. So here's the original video of Renata Bliss. And the great news is she's back. Here's the original.
Hi, I'm Renata Bliss, and I'm your freestyle dance teacher.
But she's back. Someone recorded this at what looks like a telephone booth in Australia somewhere. Very exciting. Have a look.
Hi, I'm Renata Bliss, and I'm your freestyle dance teacher.
And if only Ozzy Osbourne could have taken her with him, but there we go.
No, she looks
Renata
good.
Bliss.
It's a sick licky. I like it.
You like that. All right.
Yeah,
so there she is.
If you need energy as well. Don't you?
I mean, you doing gymnastics, I think that's probably a much better bet than going to learn freestyle dance teaching with Renata Bliss.
Do you know, this weekend I walked a fashion show
for
Hollywood costumes. So I'm not a runway, you know, model. Do you know how much goes into learning how to do runway?
Is it really?
But anyway, so they
like
hired me.
Like a Zoolander type stuff, you have to put one foot in front of the other.
No,
and
it's a lot. You train for it. So I met all of the coaches and that kind of thing, almost to do with Miss Issa. I learned a lot. But anyway,
yeah.
So they hired me. They're like, okay, Sloane, you are going to do gymnastics down this runway.
Uh-oh.
And I was ready. So I had to do a handstand all the way. Then I stopped and I did a cartwheel. And then I did a split and a split and I stood up and I walked off. But
what did you have to wear while you were doing this?
A gymnastics outfit. But it was cool. So my
And who were you walking for?
For Hollywood costumes.
What
so
did they do?
Make costumes for your shows. They did one for The Masked Singer. They make all the costumes for South Africa. Like, they're very,
okay,
very big company.
Okay, so you fancy dress stuff and also for parties or whatever.
Yeah, big. Okay. And Halloween hiring.
And the TV shows and the theater productions. So they make these things. That's a weird business. I mean, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Because you imagine you're always designing something new, right?
Yeah. And quickly, like they just, and every single thing they make is artwork.
Yeah.
So when I met them, I was like, I have to be part of this. I just love the outfits and the feathers.
But what girl doesn't like dressing up?
I want to be the last showgirl. Did you watch that movie, Pamela Anderson, The Last Showgirl?
No.
You have to. That was her most recent film.
So do you like going to dress up? You know, either you have to dress really formally, or you have, there's some theme and you have to dress up like a, I don't know, alien or whatever.
My mom used to dress me up, so I think it never left me. She used to take me to costume shops. And
okay.
I used to be in all the theater productions.
Nothing wrong with that.
The glitter and the feathers.
All right, well, here's someone else who likes dressing up. Take a look at this lunatic. I want to just bring this to your attention because I don't know if this is even worth flogging the dead horse, but it seems to me that some people in this world have just not got enough of the vapid bullshit. So here to remind you that as much as you may think you are either very, very boring or very normal, there's always someone who's going to make you feel even more normal, and that's not a bad thing. Take a look at this clip. This is someone who calls themselves gender non-binary or whatever. Apparently someone quite famous. I've never seen them before. But we've got to take this apart bit by bit. And Celonia, you don't have to jump in if you don't want to. Maybe you are one of those people who's very supportive of that community. That's entirely your business. But have a look at this.
I'm non-binary, which means it's not just that I'm challenging the binary between male, female, man, woman, but between us and them. And in your statement, you said, why don't I help them, as if this struggle is not your struggle too. The reason you don't fight for me is because you're not fighting for yourself fully. And any movement that's trying...
All right, so I mean, we can carry on with the actual argument, but this is a ridiculous person. I mean, this guy is wearing like Lego parrot earrings or whatever. He's got his hair done in like a grandma style. Who knows what color is going on there either. You can see the stubble. You can see like the outline of the mustache and the beard. But he's telling me he's both male and female. He's telling us it's not just about being gender non-binary. It's about us versus them. You can listen to the rest of it in a second if you could bear it. But what interests me is that there are people who are still imagining that this is content, that this is substantial, that there's something we can learn from someone who just talks in circles like this. Doesn't make a point. In the next little clip, which I'll give you, and you could take your time and listen to this, figure it out for yourself, and maybe you've got an argument for it too. But to me, there is nothing substantial being said at all here. He's talking about stuff that is completely inconsequential for everyone except him. It's navel-gazing to the power of 20. Look at where this conversation goes, and you'll see what I mean. If you can bear the ridiculousness of the person's appearance, which is a whole other story.
I'm non-binary, which means it's not just that I'm challenging the binary between male, female, man, woman, but between us and them. And in your statement, you said, why don't I help them, as if this struggle is not your struggle too. The reason you don't fight for me is because you're not fighting for yourself fully. And any movement that's trying to emancipate men from the shackles of heteropatriarchy, or emancipate women from traditional gender ideology, has to have trans and non-binary people at the forefront, because we are actually the most honest. We're tracing the root. Where do these ideas of manhood and womanhood come from? They come from a binary structure. And so that's why people like me, who are visibly gender nonconforming, who are both feminine and masculine and none of the above, we experience the brunt of all of these collective fantasies that were created that are killing other people that are also killing us. It just looks different. Don't show up for me because you want to protect me or you want to help me. I don't need your help. I have an unshakable and irrevocable sense of who I am, because I am divine.
Okay. I really dispute so much of what this person has to say. I dispute the fact that trans and non-binary people are at the most risk, and they bear the brunt, in his words, of society. I mean, there are only a few places in the world where people are thinking about their trans identity, and all of those places are in the richest places on earth, and in the most coddled societies of all, and in the most protected realm of human experience ever. You're not going to find Rwandan child soldiers or, you know, people who are living on whatever they can manage to rummage from far-flung and hostile environments in the Himalayas or deserts. You're not going to find people talking about their trans identity and how they're fighting and they bear the brunt of civilization's leading edge. I just don't believe you. I don't believe that this is a thing. And when this person says they're the most honest, I'm like, no, you're the most dishonest. And your appearance is just part of what gives that away. If you were honest with yourself, you would accept your body and your mind, and you'd be able to get on with your life. You would make it as easy for yourself as possible to just make an impact without having to question your basic biology. The honesty is nowhere evident in the way that you conduct yourself. I don't even know who this person is, and I don't even have a real problem with whoever that person is, whatever they do in their life. It's the first time I've encountered them. But I have a problem with people who just lie, and it seems to me that even when you believe your own lie to that degree, you're still lying. It's just not on. You can't do this. Irritates the hell out of me, and you look ridiculous. You like the lip gloss, though.
No, I think that person is doing the best they can. And they're learning, and I support trans rights. I do.
Okay.
I think if I ever had a kid that was in that position, I would do whatever I can to make sure that you are safe mentally, physically, with however you choose to live your life.
I think that's beautiful and compassionate and empathetic of you, but I think that you're tolerant of lies.
What is that person lying about? Tell me what is the
everything
lie?
The
what
nature the of the nature of reality
of being, so just say, yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, don't apologize. The reason I bring this up is because I got a message from someone. I must just look it up, so I don't want to misquote this person. I don't know who they are, but they sent me a message after I posted this on Instagram saying, I don't know what is going on here, but it irritates me. And this person said,
why does it irritate you?
Because I hate people who are performative.
But I'm performative.
No. I'm not saying a performer.
Yeah.
If you're trying to explain something to someone, if you're using words to understand, then I think you're using words properly. If you're a politician and you are doing what you're meant to be doing or saying what you're meant to be saying and you're truthful, I'm happy with you. I have a problem with people who perform the role of being good people, but they're actually not good people. So I don't know anything about this person. Let me just find this comment for you because it really irritated me yesterday. She said, I don't know why smart people like you, she's talking to me now. This is someone called Nina. Why smart people like you need nonsense. Someone else's happiness or identity or personhood need not upset you. So I replied, you don't find lies, deceit, and attention-seeking and influencing children into nonsense a problem? For you, it's all about you. I'm just such a lovely, tolerant person. And by the way, I'm not, when I bring up these things on the show, we talk about everything on the show. And Monday, we had the most ridiculous show imaginable. So it's not as if this is something I'm obsessed with or intrigued by to an unhealthy degree. I'm not even that passionate about it. When the show's over, I stop thinking about it. But when you say to me that by turning this into an issue of I'm noticing that this is strange, that person is strange, that noticing that is a problem, I'm like, surely everyone notices that is a weird-looking person.
No. Who cares what people are wearing? Who cares what gender they are? Who cares?
Why is it a problem? You.
Why are we even having this conversation? Why is us talking about that person, what he's wearing, what he's talking, like, understand the political view, like, you're not completely believing his or her truth.
I don't believe anything that person says.
Let people do and whatever they need to do to survive this world.
So lying is okay.
How are you coping with your reality is by being a hard worker, I don't know, what is, by being put together, by being, however okay. you right. are coping with reality All is right. your right. However that person is coping with reality is their right. There's no judgment.
I don't think that person's However, coping with reality.
I think so. Obviously.
I think that that person is denying reality. I think that person reality. Lives in complete fantasy. And that is part of the problem is we're living in a
Aren't
world
you
now.
Are you living in your own fantasy?
Listen, I can get up now. I can get up and I can walk over there and I can walk into the wall. And I know that the wall is going to hit me back. This is physics.
So, but that person knows that as well.
No. I think there's a difference between having fantasies and trying to make them come true and living in a world that is completely removed from reality. And I think that's what bugs me, is that we now have to find a way for the people who are living in reality to actually communicate with the people who are living in fantasy. And that is increasingly made difficult when people deny things like basic biology, or they make up in their head that they're fighting some kind of fight at the leading edge of civilization, that they're in the hot zone, you know. These trance activists are somehow doing something powerful for humanity. They're not. Like, soldiers are actually fighting and dying in Ukraine and Russia at the moment. And the last thing they're thinking about is, I'm doing this for the trance, non-binary people. You know? It doesn't exist in Russia.
I don't understand that. But, like, why are we, still coming for them? Like, let them
Let's
live.
Talk about
why
your, your why reaction to this. Because it's similar to this other person who messaged me's reaction. You're a compassionate, kind, empathetic, caring person, and I think that's tremendous. I don't look down on that. I think that civilization will never have got to the point that it has if we didn't have a particular kind of care that comes from people who don't even know each other, but they can resonate, they can bond, they can help, they can have empathy, right, all of that stuff. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I think that there is such a thing, just like there's a toxic masculinity, there is a toxic femininity, where you get compassion to the degree that people start seeing actual threats to civilization as infants that need care.
What do you know about emotional intelligence?
I think I have very low levels of
I do too. but, I do too.
But do you think it's as important as we've been told it is?
No, I think it's very important to have emotional intelligence as well as spiritual intelligence, just understanding what everybody else goes through throughout the day and how to get through their day and to let people be and just I'm working on that. I think that we should all work on that, is understanding how other people
okay.
are just
I don't mind. By the way, I don't mind you putting me in my place on this, because I actually believe also that people should be able to do whatever they want. And if you're not interfering with someone else's life, mm-hmm. you're perfectly welcome to. I just think this
scroll
is
on.
Sure,
scroll on,
but this
babe.
Is a this
Let
is a thing
do.
That is worth talking about. Look at the conversation. Do you want us to talk about the weather all morning?
No, please. No, it's worth talking about, 100%.
I find this interesting.
I understand why we are having this conversation. I do.
Because that person takes themselves very seriously. You can tell. There's not a smile or a sense of humor involved in anything that was said there.
Okay, but what is the context of their conversation?
I don't know. It came up on my social media. Okay. But this person is talking
shit. But we are talking about that video based on what you think that person is wearing.
That's what the show is. I respond to things I see.
Give me context of the conversation and we can... Okay, but can we...
It's not important enough.
How's the next video? What are we going to talk about?
Okay, well, let's get you something else, because this is good. In fact, put up that picture of the Siamese twins.
Oh my God, this is what I mean.
This is great. I love these because I've always wondered how it works. You talked about vaping earlier. I saw these two, or it could have been similar two chicks that had joined at the fucking neck or whatever. And the one breathes in the vape and the other one breathes it out because they share a lung. Oh yeah. How's that for exciting? Now, that would be a trick worth doing. If only I had a Siamese twin.
Imagine how low their clicks bill will be, because they only have to buy one of each thing.
Right. So one conjoined twin got married. Look at that guy, by the way. I mean, he's got to drag the fucking sister everywhere he goes. Her sister says she's still single. I want to know a couple of things. I want to know how it works when you go to a movie. I want to know how it works when you go to a dinner date. What, does the other sister just pretend she's not there? Does she look the other way?
It must suck to be the ugly.
Can she look the other way? And then when they have sex. So I assume He's just, so I assume he's with the one closest to him in the picture. One of the flowers.
Imagine he does. He only married one of them.
What about, but he is, he only married one. Her sister says she's still single.
How is that? I mean, really,
what do? You cover her with a fucking blanket?
Oh my goodness.
What do you do?
Well,
yeah, how does this work?
Slice him on it. Oh my goodness. Imagine they shower, like they're showering together.
They might even share one vagina.
They probably do.
They probably have one vagina.
They probably do.
So what if the one woman...
I think that man is packing.
Okay, but hang on. Here's a complicated conundrum. So you're married to the one because it's got a different head, right? So they've got different heads. They're different people. Technically, these are different people.
So if the one burps, it comes out of the other one's mouth then. Because you did the vape thing.
Okay, hang on. Maybe. I don't know if these two have... Who knows how they're joined, but maybe they have the same vagina. So if they have the same vagina, you see, Solonia, the reason you're here is to help me solve this big problem this morning. If they have the same vagina and the one is married to him and she wants to have sex with him, but the other one has not given consent, can he at the same time... as having sex with his wife, also be a rapist? Think about that.
Whoa.
Serious problem, right?
That is a serious problem.
What if the other one is like, I don't want you. But she's like, but I also, it's my vagina too.
Yeah.
I want him, he's my husband. She's like, I don't care if he's your husband. I don't want him.
He has to get both of them in the mood.
And he has to give both permission.
What if the one has a headache and the other one is feeling frisky?
Because they got separate heads. So you know how much of sex is in the head? It's in the mind.
I'm pretty sure that they take turns.
I mean, blowjobs, easy, right? That's not a problem.
Goodness, that's actually true.
You know?
Yeah, maybe because, I mean,
he's got to be careful, obviously, with the other one so close.
I can make so many jokes right now, gee, but I'm trying to do Miss Essay right now.
You told me it's not happening this year. So don't worry about Miss South Africa.
She has two holes.
Actually, technically, she could have four. Think about it. The two mouths.
Okay. Pressing on.
I think that's quite an interesting idea. Just, I'd like you to consider that this may be a new level of complication in a relationship.
All right. Take my hat off for him.
Carl says he's with the more attractive one. Shame. Back to my theory from earlier. Ugly people really battle. Yes, this is what we were talking about. He has a mental problem. Seriously. I don't think he has a maybe he's genuinely in love with the one girl.
How do you feel about the Kardashians? I have a question for you.
Even if they were all joined into one body with all those heads.
I'm laughing. This is a real question.
I'm trying to imagine like the Kardashians.
I want to ask you, how do you feel about what they are doing to society? And their plastic surgery and all of that stuff.
You know, like you felt about the trans person, like let them be.
Yeah.
And why am I so interested? Like I feel that way about the Kardashians. I'm just not that interested
in
them.
If Kim was trans, then
I still wouldn't care. No, I mean the dad is, right?
Yeah, he is, exactly. Yeah.
The dad is a but he's an element of absolutely nothing but humor for me.
Yeah.
Like Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, is just hilarious. There's a picture. Have you got that picture of Caitlyn Jenner now walking around in like Israel or whatever? And he's got the big hair like Peg from Married with Children.
Yeah, she's a she. No?
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You're never going to get me on that page. But, okay. Why do you care about the Kardashians?
No, to me it's an interesting topic of like what the media is portraying as what we should be as women with all the surgery.
You reckon that the Kardashians are being held up as an example of what women
should
be?
Big time.
Really?
I'm so sick.
And you think a lot of young women are being persuaded to be like that?
To be like that. Here's one thing, and I don't give advice. If something makes you feel less than online, unfollow it.
Yeah.
We don't have to stare at them the whole day. We don't have to stare at Kylie and her tits.
Agreed.
even with people in your own little bubble, like influencers.
If something makes you feel bad, don't spend time on it.
Yeah. Don't spend time on that.
I agree with that.
And I've only recently learned this. So I'm sorry, I use the Kardashians as an exception.
I mean, they're an example of lots of stupid stuff.
But my mental health has been so much better now that I've just stopped watching things that make me feel bad. Like, rather just follow. Sorry, we're going back to the phone addiction thing.
Yeah.
Like, make that a safe space for you, you know? Rather look at people with two heads. That's way more inspiring.
I think it's way more exciting. Okay, yeah. So we've seen Renata Bliss. Yeah. We've seen the conjoined twins.
Are you big on TikTok? I haven't seen you.
No, I don't have a TikTok account. Do I have a TikTok account? If I do, I don't run it.
Every time I open TikTok, it feels like people are screaming at me.
I think of all the social media platforms, TikTok is the most dangerous. I really do, because it's the short form stuff that trains your brain to kind of chase the dopamine. Mm. It gives you instant gratification. Mm. It doesn't hold your attention. The next dumbest is obviously, so in danger and dumbness, because they both correlate in my mind, you got TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram.
I never used Snapchat in my life, but
WhatsApp.
Facebook
is like,
I love Facebook because I get to see all the dunnies.
Yeah, that's great because you can check on, you know where Facebook's useful to me? It's the only place is birthdays. Yeah. Like for people's birthdays, Facebook is terrific. But have I actually scrolled on Facebook? Not for ages. Do you do that?
I do because I like to see what people are doing. You know, people post on Facebook. It's very family oriented.
So what are you on the most?
Instagram. Okay. But I don't have a million followers because I don't... It's expensive to get there. You know, on Instagram.
What do you mean, buying followers?
Yeah, buying followers, getting famous on Instagram. I'm not very good at that.
Okay, explain this to me, though, because, Salonia, I don't know anything about this. And I imagine, like, you're carving out a career in media, among other things,
and
right?
And it's stressing me out because I'm not.
Because people judge you by your number of followers.
Big time.
So you have to buy followers? Is this how it works?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to be famous on Instagram to make it. But it does help. It does help. But I'm not part of that race. I don't want to be part of that race. I don't want to spend the whole day on my phone wondering how many tens of thousands of people have followed me today or not.
Don't.
Because it's a business. It's the girls are making businesses out of it. But this is me talking from experience, I feel behind.
Yeah.
I do feel behind. But am I going to go pay somebody so much to get me up there, or am I just going to have it naturally happen for me? And yeah, I mean,
but
you're
doing
great on Instagram. Like, but you have a team that helps you with that.
I don't.
Surely
no,
you
no,
don't
no.
do Instagram.
My Instagram I run myself. But we've
but you
got
have another one.
No, we've got the Real Network, which is putting out content all that. But this is a professional media business. We launched a new show last week with Kate Turkington, who's 90 years old, and she gets it. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing to me how people have, whether you're a kind of digital native who grew up with this stuff, or you're somebody who's only learned how to do it much later on in life, there are people who are just good at it and people who just get it. And I don't feel any pressure to put stuff on social media. In fact, I'd be very happy to just use it as a photo album and have no followers.
I am so glad I was not posting on TikTok and Instagram when I was 17 years old. Because
why?
The internet is forever.
Oh,
I'm
right,
so
yeah.
glad
Were
I don't
worried
have
that
a digital...
And behave badly?
Yes, because it never leaves you. The other day a journalist phones me. It was to do with the Miss Essay thing.
Yeah.
He's like, Salonia, are we going to find something in your past that's going to come up?
Dun, dun, dun.
And I was like, you know what? No, I'm good. I'm fine. I've lived, on Facebook at the beginning, I have my little party photos, but I've never done anything online that I'll regret. But I'm glad. So that's something, at least. Like, if you're going to have the internet, use it smartly.
I'm just
Have you ever been called out about something that you've done in the past?
I've been doing so much of what I do publicly anyway, that if people are surprised by anything these days, then I'll be surprised. To be perfectly honest, it just seems to me, you know, when you've done, as we used to do, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week of solid talk, you would eventually catch me out if I were more or less interesting in the real world than I am on the show. I mean, I just have to, and anyone who has met me, who listens to the show, inevitably says something to the effect of, you're the same as you are on the show. And it's not because I'm a good...
It's a huge compliment, that.
Well, it's only because I'm a shit actor, and it takes less energy...
Stand-up comedy.
It takes less energy to be the same in real life and on screen. It takes less energy. It's less demanding, and you don't have to remember two versions of everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't help it.
But you are an actress deep down inside, and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like somebody said the other day, and this is a clip that has been haunting me a little bit, is that authenticity is actually bullshit. This guy was saying, I'm not sure who it was. He reckons everybody's inauthentic. You are a different person when you're with your boss to when you are with your partner, romantic partner, when you're with your parents, grandparents, when you're with very formal people, you know, in a formal setting, you do change. So he said there's no such thing as authenticity. And I don't know if I like that.
This is one of my favorite quotes is, I knew who I was this morning, but I've changed a few times since then.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that's also why you can't base anything on your feelings.
But your personality mirrors the people that you are talking to. I know this. I match energies within a work environment. You can't be high energy and that person is low energy. Then you're just annoying that person. You can't be low energy and that person is having the best time.
Yeah.
You match them. You become who you need to be in the room. Emotional intelligence, I suppose. Isn't that the same thing?
Okay.
So authenticity, whatever. Whatever is being presented to you, you show up to the moment.
Okay, so what would be your perfect scenario 5 years from now? I mean, you're quite into this Miss South Africa thing at the moment. Hope it happens. I really do. I mean, if it's something you want to do, because there have been Miss South Africas.
I want to do it for the cause. So I want to, yeah.
Okay, there've been Miss South Africas who've really done an amazing job, yeah. Right? And some of them are still out there doing incredible things.
Yeah.
Basitsana.
Mia LaRue, even right now, with her, she's almost
You know, Vanessa Carrera, who I've known for years. There are obviously women back in the day, Annelien Kriel or whoever else, right?
I slept in Annelien Kriel's room for a year at the Fish River Sun in PE.
Oh, wow.
I lived in her space. It's Saul Kuzner's place.
Right, okay.
And it was so weird. I could feel her. She doesn't, I don't know if she knows who I am, but I am like obsessed with her. So okay. She actually didn't win. She came second, and then the lady who did win, they found out she was pregnant, and she stepped up into...
I don't know that. Because that was before that was before I was really paying attention.
I would love to play Annelien Kriel in a movie, please. Or Gigi. Okay. Or Gigi the stripper.
Gigi the stripper. I know her too.
Please, Gigi, hang on. I would be so good for her.
If you think about those Miss South Africas, yeah. You say the cause, but like what are you going to do? Like run a soup kitchen?
No. Okay, so hear me out.
Tell me what your cause is.
I didn't enter Miss South Africa to put a crown on my head. Like I can do that. I can play that character.
You can go to Hollywood costumes.
Yeah. Fine. I was working for ENCA at the time, and they asked me, they were like, Solonia, why don't you do Miss SA? And it took me a while. I was like, maybe not. Maybe I would. Maybe... I was for public speaking. I'm not, as you can notice, I'm very democratic the way I talk.
No, you're not. You've made a lot of sense. You've actually, you've stood up to me on all kinds of things this morning. I wasn't expecting this.
Thank you. Cool. I'm kind of proud of that. I'm going to watch this back and be like,
No, you did well. No, carry on.
I do think that public speaking wise and the journey that you go on learning about yourself and fighting for something is priceless with Miss Essay. Imagine how strong I'm, whether I win or not, that's irrelevant. So they had a reality TV series, but it's been cancelled now. That's what I wanted to do.
What was their show that you wanted to be on?
Sorry?
What was the show you wanted to be on?
It was called Crown Chasers. And it was about getting to know us and teaching us how to, you know, become public figures.
Oh, so it was a reality TV show based on beauty pageants.
So let me fall into this for a moment because it's quite important to me.
Go on.
My grand passed away. Her name was Solonia.
Is that where your name comes from?
Yes. She lives in Zimbabwe. And she was under the care of a caretaker for about a whole year because she had a brain aneurysm. This caretaker crawled into my heart. So she took such good care of my gran through everything, bathing her.
How bad was your gran? Was she because of brain aneurysm?
There, she was there, but she couldn't talk. But weird things like she could draw, she could listen to music. We kind of knew she was listening, but she couldn't respond. But it messed me up. I was like, that's Salonia, that's me, you know? Mm. But this caretaker, I couldn't believe how much effort she put into just being there for my gran and getting to know her without her actually even being to talk. And I thought to myself, how little older people get that kind of help and love.
Yeah, I mean, most of us just throw our old people into our home and forget about them.
And so many young people that have to take care of their elderly.
So this is your cause?
This is my cause.
Okay.
And after my granddad,
but don't you think old people are, they smell of wee. A lot of them don't know what the fuck's going on.
It doesn't matter.
They stumble around. Have you heard how horny they are?
They have lived.
James, do you remember we were... Let me tell you, we were talking about this the other day. I know you, that's a great cause, and I'm not making fun of you.
But Gareth, getting to that point of helping them.
I'm telling you something fascinating. Shut up about your old people, okay?
Sorry.
Fucking smelly old people. Listen to this. Apparently, old age homes, they have tons of sex.
I know, they have
They're apparently pumping each other's brains out in those old age homes. At night, they cross the corridor with their Zimmer frames and their walkers.
Yeah.
Like they knock on each other's doors. This old tunny opens up for that old man. That old man goes to that old tunny. They're all just having sex the whole time.
I want to get them better health care for all the STDs. I'm like, you're with my hoy bookies. Let them be.
I mean, in some ways, what else are they going
to
do?
I do want them to just, you know, Japan, they really respect their elderly. I want South Africa to be the kind of place that we take care of our older people. Because we're going to get old too.
I agree with you.
If I think in my life that somebody like me showed up for me, because we don't know financially.
No, that's, thank God. You see, this again, your empathy.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, you're going to be 30 and I'll be 47, 48. So I'll be a very old man and you'll still have good 18 years on me, okay? Then you can come and look after me in the old age home.
Oh my gosh, you are going to be pumping.
I'll be the most horrible old man. I'll be mean to small children and animals. And you can like hit me with a stick or whatever and make sure that I go to sleep at night.
I will come read for you and I will make
come
you
and
laugh.
Read. Okay, come and read for me when I'm very old.
Simple things.
I like that. Just by the way, and it is an important cause, there are horrible stories that a lot of these old people are abused in these old age homes by the carers. So the fact that your gran had a good carer is actually a very nice thing.
I don't
thing.
Want to bring up all that I know about that, but there are some horrific things.
Yeah, there are terrible things.
They literally are in jails,
right.
In prisons. But let's not focus on that. But the point is, however I can help when it comes to, even if I don't do Miss South Africa, you know, I just have a thing for old people. I could have worked with kids. I could have changed my but I already do work with kids. Everybody wants to do stuff for the kids.
Stuff.
Who's doing things for the older people?
Okay, but if you have to choose, is it going to be the old people or the gymnastics kids?
No, the old people.
Okay, kids, all right. That's your real. That's the thing you really care about.
No, they can. The old people need us. Would go teach the old people how to do handstands.
Well, if only Ozzy Osbourne had had you in his life, he might have lasted a bit longer, right?
Oh, that's a
shame. Poor old Ozzy. Okay, one last clip I want to show you quickly before we do the weather. This is actually quite cool. So we talked a little bit about dwarves the other day. Dwarves came up on the show.
Do you know how much money dwarves make on OnlyFans?
I don't know how much money they make. Tell me how. Tell me how much money a dwarf makes on OnlyFans.
A lot of money.
Really? Do you know any dwarves who are on OnlyFans?
Yeah, I just follow them.
Really?
Because I just... Why did I say that
Play
now?
The circus music. All right, so here's a clip of my favorite show, which is Curb Your Enthusiasm. And and I love... the way this guy talks about dwarves. Listen to this. You'll like this too.
You like little women?
Fucking love them.
Yeah.
You call them midgets or dwarves.
What?
I stack two on top of each other, make one whole woman. Tap that ass.
Tap that ass. I love that guy. He is so awesome.
That's good. You're the enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah. You stack two of those little women. We call them dwarves. You stack two of them on top of each, you get a full woman. Tap that ass. What a great guy. All right. The real voice, I can hear it, says Nunya Biz. The Seagareth, dwarf is a pawn. Dwarf porn is a thing. Yeah, I didn't doubt that, but it's just not. It's not something I would. Would you ever pay to see like weird, freaky people having sex? I don't think I could ever pay for that. The fact that people go on OnlyFans and give them money is beyond me.
I mean, I would travel overseas, maybe. I don't want to see it in South Africa.
All right, are we going to do some weather? All right, this is very exciting.
Wait, how are we going to do this?
I'll give you the phone, and then there's weather on the phone.
Well,
and
man, you're just going to. I know what the weather is today.
You okay. So, oh, really? Do you pay attention to these things?
Yeah, I still watch, but no, I'm a.
All right, how do
I'm
you want to do this, James?
In true GCS style.
Yes.
Very differently.
Yes.
It's the weather from like 2 days ago.
Oh, no, she's.
Just the weather behind you. And
oh. Okay, James has got a whole complicated fucking thing. Let's
no,
just pretend.
Just
okay, it's just pretend,
so much,
pretend.
I'm down. Like, it's fine.
All right, here we go. So Salonia's here. She's going to give us the weather. I don't know what James is doing. He's pushing you around.
I'm listening to Flex.
I've never looked on a green screen, which is quite
I just want it to look like the weather. It doesn't have to actually be the weather. Okay? Okay. So here we go. Where do you want her to stand, James? Right, stand there. Okay, just stand there and like let's put the screen up and then we just pretend.
That's what we're doing.
That's what that's all we need to do.
Okay.
All right. Did Marco says, did she say she only follows OnlyFans dwarves? No, she said she has seen them on other social media, right? You're not paying for them.
No. I've never actually had OnlyFans.
All right. Now imagine how Siamese dwarf porn would do. Yeah, that would be frightening. Sile says, watch dwarf and midget boxing. No, I don't think I want to see that. She doesn't want to get up because of my comments, says Bitcoin Boot. No, nobody cares about your comments, Bitcoin Boot. And then, lol, I'm here for the comments, says Andrew. Okay, very good. So I'm glad you're having a lot of fun in there. It's going to be 7 degrees in Sandton with a high of 15 and a low of... A low of now, 7 degrees is our low right now. Okay, so how are we going to do this? James, just direct. Well, there we go. Look, check, you got the fucking weather. Look at that. That's awesome. All right.
Wait, can I do it the way that I've always
You can do it any way you want. Just go. Just give us the weather. All right. Tap that ass. we'll make the whole world tap that ass. That guy is the best. All right, go. Just give us the weather. Talk some shit and, like, pretend it's the real weather.
I love how I still think it's everything. Yeah. Good morning, South Africa. Let's take a look at your weather. We have an orange level 2
yeah.
Morning for disruptive rainfall in KZN.
Yeah.
Temperature-wise, Bronco Sprite is looking at 20.
Who gives a fuck about Bronco Sprite?
Pretoria.
Does anyone live in Bronco Sprite?
23 degrees. But the actual temperatures today is Johannesburg is going to be a low of 6 to a high of 15 to 16 degrees.
All right. That's handy, yeah.
Pretoria will probably 17 degrees. Cape Town is also looking at 17 degrees. And KZN is at 21 degrees today.
I like it.
Yeah.
This is so great.
There's a cold front coming on Monday.
All right. This is perfect.
None of this makes any sense.
I think we got to start doing regular weather here.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
I think you should hire me. I'll make you a lot of money.
A lot of people are saying, though, that your coat / dressing gown, they find that you're making them cold, basically, because you look cold. All right. Very good. You're good. You're good at this camera stuff. Clearly, you have experience. Huh? I think you like it. I could just leave you. James, just let's finish the show and just leave her in here. She's gonna carry on entertaining herself. All right, everybody. Thank you. That's all we got time for this morning. But we are actually wrapping up. It is 8 o'clock. Have an excellent Wednesday, Salonia. It's so nice to meet you. And yeah, I hope we see you again. Don't get killed in any movies.
All right.
If you could possibly help it. And you've made a deal that you will look after me when I'm a very old man and hit me with a stick if I behave badly. All right, thank you. No, I don't want to say, let's just keep it to keep me in line, all right? There we go. I've got a deal that she will come and make me watch porn and read me books as an old man. This is terrific. This is all I've ever wanted. All right. Thank you. That's all I needed to know. Bye. Successful interview. We'll see you on Friday at 6 a.m. Oh, no, wait. This is important. We won't be here on Friday. Yeah, it's my fault. I'm away on Friday, so we won't do a live show on Friday, but we will be back next week for all three shows. And we've only got a few of those weeks left, so stick around. Change is coming. It's not a bad thing. Bye.